Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rao Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Time again. Time to tune in to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. It's your resident, Mouth of the South, Mom to Little Donna's with Dr. Princess Odelia. Tonight's topic is all about taking health matters into our own hands. If you were told by a doctor you had an 80% chance of developing some type of cancer, what would you do? We have our fitness and health tips and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to join in discussion with me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna's, or my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Hey, Dr. Princess Odelia, how you doing?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Now, are you going to be able to stay for the whole show this time?
Yes. Wait a minute, didn't I? Oh, no, my phone went bazookas last time. I am in my car. But I decided to pull over because I do have this, I have Sprint service now, and I don't mean to blast Sprint, but in a lot of spots. I drop, and it's inconsistent. So, yeah, I mean, it's happened on all the shows, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying my best here. But so I said, you know what, tonight I'm going to stop, and I am stopping. So I'm going to be sitting here for a moment because I'm on the road. I'm headed somewhere. So I said, let me just sit here for a second.
All right.
Make sure, all right. To make sure that I'm not going to be dropping it or anything.
Yeah, my sister and I, we were teasing you.
Oh, you know what? Wait. I have to tell you something, though, too.
Okay.
I did call back, and I was hitting the, my you know, the one. Waving my hand. And all that, I don't know what happened, though. I could hear you guys, but you guys weren't hearing me. And then I heard Jay, and I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it was loud. I was at a bucket list.
Yeah, we said, Dr. Prince Jay, she's always on the go. She's probably somewhere, and her phone got dropped, or she got lost. So we were teasing you last week.
Yes.
So how's your week been?
It's been going well. It's been very busy, very interesting. Very busy, very interesting.
See, you're always on the go.
Yes, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Mom, too. We're very real here. I am going through an experience of that challenges me to have to make some moves, some different moves in just about every aspect of my life right now. And it's like putting me to the test of strength and courage and where I have to stand up, face it, and make some moves and certain decisions. And I've been going through a metamorphosis. Like it's been a little challenging. It's like everything is abundantly. I'm overflowing. But even in that overflow, I'm being challenged to have to make some changes within me. And I'm recognizing more about me. It's just so much going on.
Wow. It was interesting that you brought that up because, you know, with our topics for tonight, I thought it was very important because, you know, you and I were always talking about, you know, breast cancer and other health-related issues that we as women, you know, we face as we, you know, go through different stages of our life. So I thought that for tonight we would actually talk about, you know, having a major decision like that. If you were to go to the hospital and the doctor says, you know what, you have this kind of gene and you have this kind of gene, what would you do? If you had an 85% or higher risk of developing some type of cancer, what decision would you make? And I really want to say, okay, before we even get into the topic for all those listening right now, Dr. Prince Odilia and I, we're not medical experts, but we do talk about health issues on our show once in a while. And so what you're hearing from her and me is our opinion. We're not telling you that this is what you should or you should not do. This is from her point of view and from my point of view. So don't go out saying, well, the ladies on Ladies First Radio said blah, 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 blah. No, we are not medical experts. So I'm just putting that out there right now. And Dr. Prince Odilia, another reason I brought this up is because I don't know if you heard in the news, one of the famous actresses, her name, Angelina Jolie, she actually went to the hospital, and that's what the doctor told her, said, look, you have 85% of developing breast cancer. And she made a decision to have a mastectomy. She had both of her breasts taken off. She did it without the public knowing about it. She went through months of treatment, and when she was finally able to, after she recovered, then she came out and she let everyone know what she did. That was her decision. So I was like, you know what? We really need to talk about this because I'm quite sure there's someone right now who has went to the doctor and they got the same diagnosis, and they're probably trying to make a decision. What should I do? Should I just flip a coin and see what happens, or should I be proactive? Now, personally, I think I would have done what she did. Go ahead, chop the suckers off. Take them. I don't need them.
Right.
Because for me, it's more, I look at it as I want to have a quality of life. And 85%, that's a pretty high percentage. I feel
that is.
Yeah, so, I mean, personally, I would have made the decision, yes, go ahead, let's just chop them off. Let's go.
Because at the end of the day, this is just a shell anyway. So, okay, the boobies, I mean, they're gone, we like them, they're sexy and all that great stuff, but is it worth your life? Because you want to have a nice, sexy cleavage, or, you know, whatever it is, you know. So, yeah, I think I would make, I'm not going to say that. Because, you know, they asked this question on the Jay Rao show last week, too. And I'm going to say, I personally would implement, the health remedies that I know of as it relates to cancer, and improve my diet in that regard so that I did not, and then I would go back and get another test and watch that percentage drop.
Right,
because,
right.
That's what I would do. I would just do that because I feel like I know that there is a cure. We just have to, there are things that we have to do, you know, as far as eating and as far as our daily lives and exercise and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's really our requirement. But I must say this. There is, and I think I shared it last week, but there are a few foods that have been noted and documented to remedy and also be used as a preventative measure as it relates to cancer. And, you know, I deal in natural medicine, so this is the thing that everybody should write it down. Greens, and when I say greens, I am talking about the old-fashioned greens, collards, you know, kale and things of that nature, but also don't forget just the cabbages and things, you know, broccoli, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But the greens, beans, tomatoes, onions, and mushrooms. And also, you drinking, it's Green Machine by Naked, I like Bolthouse, I'm sorry, by Bolthouse, Bolthouse. It has a very high level of chlorella in it. And chlorella is the highest green algae on Earth, one of the highest. And it is very, 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 very potent and effective. The other thing that you want to do is definitely ingest alkaline water. And also, there's one more thing. Alkaline water, and I also encourage avocados. But the first set of foods, the food group that I mentioned, is very, very key. The gentleman, I forget his name, but he had been banded they say the FDA banded him. And this is just, you know, word and talk that I've heard in media and reading articles where this particular doctor had been banded from going around. Even, I think they said Oprah wanted to have him on her show, and it was forbidden. They weren't able to do it. Well, this doctor, I heard, and this doctor is the one that mentioned these groups. The greens, tomatoes, onions, mushrooms, right? And greens. So, and you know what, Mom, too, that's the old food. Like, if you think about it, back in the day, our grandparents, you know, I don't mind, they always had greens on the stove, and they always talked about beans and cornbread. And what's the thing they always ate with the greens? Tomatoes and onions. And they always use those mushrooms, et cetera. Well, you know what's so interesting is that they did this, but they ate everything. They ate, for God's sake, they ate chitlins, okay? They ate chitlins. Well, my grandmother never ate them. I never even heard of the stuff until I was grown.
Really?
But I know my grandmother came from. They were mixed, you know, and they just never did that. They never did that. I literally never heard of it until I was like in my 20s. I heard of chitlins. So the chitling. I always think about Tyler Perry chitlings. So I always keep wanting to say the chitlings. So we eat, you know, they ate chitterlings and pork rings and
don't forget to take feet. Don't forget to take feet.
You know, I mean, if you can eat a pig's butthole, clean that sucker out, and you don't ever die of cancer, then what does that tell you? But you know, they say we ate. I'm sure that's all it is. For those of you who eat chitterlings, that's what it is. I mean, come on, think about it. I don't care how you can watch this
intestine.
Stuff. There is nothing clean about
it's
that.
It's pig intestine. My grandmother, she is famous. I mean, she's still to date. If I go visit my great-grandmother, she will still be in the kitchen today. I'm telling you, those things stink to high heaven, but she will be scrubbing them. And she takes a week to clean those suckers. I'm telling you, Dr. Rizzo, Delia. Yes, she scrubs and scrubs and scrubs those things. And I will be honest with you. Yes, I do eat them, but I only eat my grandmother, my great grandmother. I won't eat anybody else's because I've seen her clean them. I see what she does to prepare those things. So yes, I do eat chitlins.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting! Those slimy
ones. With some hot sauce.
Oh my God! Would I just slurp it up?
Oh,
girl, disgusting!
Finger looking good.
What? Yes. Oh my God!
But like I said, I will only eat hers. I will not eat anybody else's. I will not touch anyone else's. But my great grandmother. Oh yes, yes, yes. But it's so interesting that you brought up all those foods that you mentioned, because when I was, you know, researching information about our topic for tonight, and everything that you mentioned plus some of the other greens like the spinach, it's like everything that we need to keep us healthy. We have it here for us to eat, but it all depends on how we prepare it. And
yeah,
if we're eating the fresh fruits and vegetables, or if we're eating, you know, the processed stuff. And
yeah,
it all goes back to also being proactive about our health. And we know, Dr. Crystal Delia, when it comes to our people, we tend to be more lazy about taking care of our health the way we should. We don't want to go to the doctor, you know, and we'll let all the teeth rot out of our heads before we go to the dentist. Why? Why? Why should it be
right
that way? We should be able to live a long, productive life just like all of the other ethnic groups in the world. But because we, you know, we just rather, I guess because we're just comfortable with this, I don't know. I know I'm not comfortable with looking in the mirror and seeing, you know, something I don't like. I'm going to change it. I'm going to try to be proactive and stay healthy. And I keep telling, you know, all my friends and those that I talk to, it's not about trying to be skinny. It's about being healthy. And it all it takes is maybe one or two things that you need to change in your lifestyle and what you eat that's going to make the biggest difference in the world of what kind of illness you're going to get. No matter what
right
you do. No matter who you are, we all are going to get sick sometime in our life. But it's up to us to make the decision if we're going to let the sickness, you know, what kind of sickness we're going to get. We could be proactive. Go to the doctor, get your regular checkup. I know my mom, when she was pregnant with me, she had ovarian cancer at the same time. Me knowing that's in my history, I always go to the doctor, get my regular checkup, and, you know, get the screening. And if the doctor was to tell me, you know, I have a certain percentage of maybe getting ovarian cancer, I would tell him, take it out. Take the ovaries out. I don't need them anymore. I've got my kids. I'll be happy. Be proactive.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just, I don't know.
And like I said, instead of letting it increase and move to something else. I mean, and this is the other thing we have to do. I'm sorry. Vitamin D.
Yes.
Vitamin
D. Yeah.
And actually, one doctor believes, and Paula White he talks and promotes this doctor all the time on our show. Paula White, you guys can Google Paula D. White. She's a minister. And she has this, just put vitamin D and Paula White, Google that, pull it up. And this particular doctor that she that promotes this this vitamin D with her, they will ship it out to you for free. They will give you a free supply, so you just have to pay for shipping and handling, so that there are no excuses. And he said, all you need is vitamin D. And the reason he says that is because vitamin D is an anti-inflammatory, and so it helps to. It helps the anti-inflammatory diseases. It resists that. And so you, by taking the vitamin D, you're actually healing your body. And he said, I know some of you would think that if that's it, that everybody should be taking vitamin D and it should be no big deal. He said, but it's really that simple. It really is. You have to take foods and take foods and do things that are going to be, that's going to promote an anti-inflammatory reaction, and also that's going to provide healing for you. Being, like we said, the greens. Now, think it. If they can eat all that crazy meat and all the stuff they eat, they ate tons of beef and all this chicken and all kind of stuff. But, of course, their stuff was fresh, too. But if they can eat all of that and not – that generation didn't suffer from cancer. It wasn't an epidemic like it is today.
Right.
So we have to think about that. And you know what they didn't have? They didn't have a microwave, Mom, too. They have a darn microwave. Put that stuff in the oven. It takes a few minutes.
Yes.
And we lost patience. Put it in the oven. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today, the oven, for most families, the oven is just an accessory. They don't even know how to use it. Probably don't even know how to turn it on. It's just sitting there collecting dust. Like we were talking about last week, everything in our society is geared around making our lives, you know, supposedly easier, faster, because we've become so busy. So most of the food that you see in the grocery store today is prepackaged, processed food that all you have to do is put it in a microwave and push a button.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy. It's not healthy.
No, it's not. It's not healthy at all.
No, we're talking about the fresh fruits, you know, your bananas, your apples, your strawberries, your blueberries, everything that we need to try to help us stay healthy is the fresh stuff, not the processed, over-processed food. And like you said, Dr. Crystal Delia, the epidemic of cancer is outrageous, especially among our young people. Younger and younger people are getting cancer. We're talking like kids. You know, young
because
kids.
They're not eating healthy. You better bake some greens and some beans and cornbread. That's why. You better go back to old school and have some greens and cornbread.
Right. And I think you and I, we talked about this maybe a year or 2 years ago. It's about, you know, the stuff that we're putting in our body, this processed stuff, is not meant for us to be consuming. You know, all the chemicals that they put into the food for it to be so-called edible. Our bodies can't process that stuff. So what happens? It just sits there in our system, and it's poison. It's poison that we're putting into our system, and we can't flush it out. It just sits in our system.
And see, that's that. And you know what? I was just sitting here thinking, too. When you think about all of the people, everybody's on this weight loss, and they go get Jenny Craig, quick meal for lunch, and the lean meat, the lean cuisines, and everything microwavable. They put it in. So every day, you know, you're on the diet, and you're putting the lean cuisine in the microwave. So you're taking out all of the nutrients out of your food.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting all the chemicals in the food. It's like a complete reverse effect. You're like doing a transfer. It's like that. I just thought about something. You know how they have in those old movies like Star Trek where they go into this little incubator and they disappear and it transfers or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like if it's a dog in there and it's a person in there and then they'll transfer. That's exactly what's happening in the microwave. You're actually transferring the system out of the box comes all the whatever nutrients could possibly be in there due to the preservative. But anyway, but you're taking that and you're that's going out and the chemicals are going in. You take it out and you ingest it. Woo-ah! You know what I mean? Woo-ah! Woo-ah! And for those people who are having the new babies, forget putting it on the stove. Nook it in the microwave. No big deal.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, hey, guys, this is the truth. You may think it's a little too much, but this is the truth. This is real talk.
True.
I don't even own a microwave. I mean, how else do kids get, come on now, two-year-olds, one-year-olds with cancer? Come on now. What's really going on?
And that's the thing. You know, we get so busy with our lives that we don't even realize the damage that we're doing, you know, to ourselves every single day from what we consume. I mean, myself, I still cook. I get up in the morning, I cook breakfast, I cook lunch, and I cook dinner for my girls and myself. I mean, we're talking full course meals, not, okay, eat your a box of cereal and be on your merry way. No, I will get up. I make the fresh pancakes for them with the fresh squeezed orange juice. They love it. And, yes, they're spoiled. They're spoiled. I will admit. And I've told them 100 times, I said, do you know how many of your friends your age, they don't have mommies and daddies that do this for them, who actually get up in the morning and fix their breakfast because the moms and dads, they're so busy with having to work 2 or 3 jobs. They don't have time to do that. And you can see a big difference in the kids that aren't being fed correctly. I mean, look at their grades in school. Whatever you feed your kids in the morning before you take, you know, let them go out to school, that's what they have to, that's their energy for today. And if you're not feeding them good stuff to begin with in the morning for breakfast, when they get to school, they're sluggish or they're either so hyped up on sugar they can't concentrate. So their grades are suffering. It's just a vicious circle, and it goes back to your health. Like you said, Dr. Princess Amelia, we've got so many kids today that are getting cancer. Kids that should not be getting cancer at an early age are getting it. And we're talking about cancer that old people, you know, in their 70s and 80s should be getting. Young kids are getting it.
Yes.
What? It's horrible. It really is.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible, and it can be remedied. But you know what else is sad, though? Go figure for our government. Everybody give them a round of applause, okay? They've got a wonderful system. You know what I mean? You can't tell me they don't have a plan, okay? There's a plan in place to all of our demise, okay? There's only so long. They have a lifespan for each corporation they own, which, i.e., each one of us that they own. And thus, the Food Administration completely controls how you can afford to live healthy. You understand?
Right.
So now they make the food so darn expensive. I could go to the grocery store, I get about a few bags, I've spent $150, but why?
Right.
Because I'm eating healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pay for that. I got to pay to live. But you can go in, I'm telling you, go in the hood. Girl, please. Bin Laden can be dead all you want. But I tell you one thing. Shoot. Boy, the Middle East, and they own the stores in the urban community here, I know for sure. Girl, please. So guess what? You go in there and you look at that produce section. You look at that food. That chicken sure is not pink or clear. It's yellow and bruised up and black. It's horrible. The food, most of the healthy food, they don't even carry. You know, come on.
Right.
People.
You know what? We got to talk more about that when we come back. But right now, we do have to go to our first break. Yes. Oh, you done hit the nail on the head. But yes, for all those listening, we do have to go to our first break. But when we come back, Dr. Crystal, Amelia, and I, we've got more information for you. So sit tight. Hey, this is Moms and Little Donnas with your fitness and health tip for the week. Fitness isn't just about your body, it's about your mind and spirit too. That means the less stressed you are, the healthier your body will be. When's the last time you just had a silly good old time? The best and quickest way to relieve stress? Dancing. That's right,
dancing. Turn up the volume on your iToys and just dance the stress away. Doesn't matter what you look like, you'll feel the tension just falling off of you, along with unwanted weight. So the next time you've had a stressful day, go over there, turn up the music, and just dance your butt off. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Rao Show and the serious side of the Jay Rao Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're focusing our attention on New York. Police are looking for a 10-year-old boy from Brooklyn who they say went missing Wednesday night from a bus stop. Famad Kanay was last seen at around 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the bus stop of Nordstrand Avenue and Avenue V, police said. Kanay is 4 foot 2 inches tall, weighs about 99 pounds, and has brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a blue sweatshirt, blue jeans, black sneakers, and carrying a blue and gray backpack. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Once again, that number is 1-800-577-TIPS, or visit www.nypdcrimestoppers.com and leave the information there. And of course, if you cannot remember that detailed information, you can definitely call 911 and notify them of any suspicious activities. We pray for the safe return of young Famad, and if you have a child that you would like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is go to Facebook and go to our Facebook page, TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information there. Send me a private message, JAYRIL, on Facebook, or you can email us direct at the JRIL Show at live.com. That's the JRIL Show at live.com. We have an update on one story that we brought you, and it's not good news. Police has confirmed that the earthly body found Friday in Trump Hill, Connecticut, is the body of the missing ECSU student, Alicia Wiley, who disappeared on April 20th, 2013. Our prayers for our family and our friends. She will never be forgotten and she will always be missed. And in closing, we pray for all people missing regardless of color. I'm Jay Rao, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, sponsored by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. God bless. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. And now, if you're just now joining us, Dr. Princess Odelia and I, we are having a very in-depth discussion about being proactive about yourself and the decisions you can make for yourself to make sure that you're living a quality type of life. Now, before we do get back into our topic for tonight, Dr. Chris O'Dea, are you with me?
I am.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not on mute. Before we get back into our topic, I am going to turn it over to Dr. Chris O'Dea for our inspirational corner. So, Dr. Chris O'Dea, it's all yours.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to, I'm going to do kind of off topic today of our subject, that usually we try to say something in our health. But I want to, we're quickly approaching Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the young girls that are missing and this and that. And a lot of times, you know, some of the people that are missing, it's because they've run away. And they're running away because they're feeling pain. And a lot of times, a little girl is missing her father a lot of times. Feeling a void, trying to fill a void by seeking other things out in the street, etc. And I wrote this quote a couple weeks ago, actually. I said, a fatherless daughter oftentimes turns to a man as her drug when she grows older. She'll do anything to get her fixed. Fathers, are you there for yours? So I think it's really important for us, I was listening to the missing child segment, and my heart just goes out to the young girls and the young boys, but a lot of times there are these young teenage girls that are lost, and I'm speaking to them because I've been talking with some young girls recently, too, and I'm noticing that a lot of them are lost, and some of not all run away, but some want to run away, and the only reason they don't is because they hear what happens, you know, like these segments here. They'll hear that someone got killed or someone got hurt or raped, and that's not what they want. But then some of them get to a point in their life where they really don't care what repercussions they have to face, and they want to go out there. So I just want to admonish for all of us parents to step up to not only be present for our children, but step up and listen, hear our children. Pay attention to what they're saying, even when they're not talking. Let's not try to bind them with restrictions and rules and et cetera. Even biblically, it's written that children at the latter days, children will become older and wiser. They come older and wiser. And they do. And they aren't going for the old whip and chain, you know, lock me down in my room thing. These children are coming here. They're born with a voice. They're born your Harriet Tubmans and your Malcolm X's. They're born like that. So we have to listen to them, hear them, so that we don't lose them, please. Thank you.
All right. Very inspirational. And yes, I do agree. We as parents, sometimes we do not listen to our kids. We want to bark orders at them. But they're people. They have voices. And like you said, when they're born. And I've always looked at my girls that way when they started talking. Instead of looking at them as they're still babies, I started treating them like little people. Letting them know that I respect their opinion. And it's so important to let their voices be heard. It really is.
Yes, it is. It is. Because if you don't hear them, they go somewhere else. And a lot of times, especially I'm going to say within the urban community, I just have to say this. We raise slaves. We raise slaves. Sit down. They're not to do what they see us do. Just do what you say. Go in the other room.
And not as I do.
And what else are they? We have all these little sayings that is so true to even how we were raised. You know, we have the ball and whip and chain. It's like, you know, we had the whippings. And we didn't allow them to. I wasn't really allowed to talk a lot to the parents.
Oh no.
Too much unless you talk when you're spoken to. So, and we think that's good. We're like, oh, yeah, no, we were raised right. Let's look around. Some of us are having, we're enjoying life, and a lot of people are really just lost. Go ahead. We have a caller.
Right. Okay, we do have a caller with Ladies First Radio. Caller, you're online with Ladies First Radio, TJRS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rich Sister.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You just said Rich Sister. Is it Rich Sister or Rich Sister?
Rich Sister. Rich Sister. R-I-C-H-S-S-T-A-H.
Okay, got it. So do you have a thought that you would like to share with us for tonight?
Well, I've just been looking out the show the whole time. It was just made all kind of great points about us taking care of our health. And all that, I mean, just seemed like refreshing. Of just a few hours ago, I just came in from out here in Los Angeles, our business expo. And I was there on behalf of the office division, taking pictures, talking to people out there. And just some of the stuff that you already reiterated. From some of the people I talk to, I mean, we got it.
You're breaking up really bad with the system.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? How's it now? You're blanking up. Okay. Okay, I'll try to call in.
Can you call back in?
Yeah, I'll hang up and call in, okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks. Please call back. Yeah, Dr. Princess Odelia, before we went to break, I was like, when you brought up about the grocery stores and the price of the food, I was like, oh, I am so glad you brought that up, because it is so true. You go into any grocery store, and the food that is already prepackaged, or like, you know, the bologna, the ham, that meat, it's cheap. You can get that really cheap. Go over there to the fresh section, the fresh produce section. Oh, my goodness. The price of that stuff is like...
$5.
What? You want me to pay what? And with the way the economy is, what are most of us going to do? We're going to go for the cheaper brand stuff because we're trying to, you know, watch our money, trying to stretch our money for the week. So like you said, and again, we're going to clap for our government. But the government knows exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yes,
and like you said, go through the urban. What are you going to see? You're going to see a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Wendy's, every single corner. Go to the upscale neighborhood. You're not going to see that stuff. You're not going to see a McDonald's on the corner. You're not even going to see a Walmart in their neighborhood. Because why? They don't want it.
I'm like, are you hearing that?
Yeah, what is that? Somebody whispering?
That's what it sounded like. Somebody was...
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Sister calling back. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is Sister calling back. Yeah, am I sounding okay?
Yes, we can hear you. It sounds...
Okay. Is this breaking?
It's still breaking up, though.
It's still breaking up, yeah. But go ahead and make your point. Maybe we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm just basically just like agreeing with everything you said about taking care of ourselves. Health-wise, like I said, I was at a great event some ago. Our Black Biz Expo out here in Los Angeles, and just meeting different people that I talked to. Definitely, I met some great people talking about our health, not only physical health, but mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just psychologist out there, and it's definitely focusing on mental health. Because the good old, some people think people don't go to therapy, they go to church. Well, you know what? Everything, believe it or not, cannot be fixed by you shopping for it. You got to take steps, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm,
the same
mm-hmm.
depth goes for your health. You ain't about the sugar, but you're eating a gallon of ice cream every day. Now, come on. And that will take you sugar. Right? So
you're breaking up really bad.
Yeah, you're starting to break up bad again.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you mentioned about mental health. And Dr. Prince O'Day and I, we've mentioned this several times on our shows about how even mentally that plays a big part in your health as well, especially like with stress. I mean, we can't emphasize it enough. Dr. Prince O'Day and I, between the two of us, stress is a killer. Stress will kill you. I mean, it will kill you, drop you dead.
Yeah.
Physically, we cannot stress that enough.
Yeah. So you have to be happy, and this is scientifically proven, and it varies between 70% of 70 to 90% of scientists have concluded this, that 70% of at minimum 70% of elements they start first in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that kill us are our total perception, the way we view things, and our reaction. So when you have people that are calm, you know, usually those real calm ones, you think they look like space cadets. You know, it's like, God, you know, hey, how are ya? You know. you know. But I'm telling you, I bet you the symphony on the inside is doing all kind of fantastic things, you know, and it's playing all of its notes the way it should. And in our daily lives, even those things that we think are pleasurable, that even yield stress in its process, it's not good for you. So there are some good stresses, if you would, that balances things out, and that's the yin and yang of life, period. But you are to, if you feel it, the objective is for you to grab hold of it and bring it back down, tone it down. Don't allow it to take you off of your square, blow your top. You know, that anger stress is really not a great thing. Exercise is critical in the process of mindset even, and perception. Because when you are not healthy, you're not physical, you're not doing your cardiovascular, the breathing technique, that's the best exercise. That's why yoga is so impactful, because you are breathing. And when you take time to inhale, exhale, I'm telling you, just do it three times, several times throughout the day. Sit in the morning and do it. When you are breathing, you are causing for a great chemical response in your body. The symphony is going well. That means the coordination between your cells and organs, they're all going well. So you have to exercise with breathing. It's the best. And stretching.
Right.
And then you go out, doing your cardiovascular as well. But it's so critical. And it really impacts the way you think about things, Mom Sue. I don't know if people realize that.
I don't think a lot of people think, I think really, Dr. Prince O'Day, I don't think they get it. I really do not think they realize just how mentally what you think has a big impact on your health. And I've known you said this several times on our show as well, that what you think, or what you put out there, that's what you're gonna attract back to you, and it is so true. And I was watching, I think it was the Dr. Oz show yesterday, and I cannot remember the name of the man that was on there as his guest, but all the steps that he had on there listed as far as trying to change, to have a healthier lifestyle, it was everything that you had mentioned before on our show. Like, you know, as far as meditation and thinking positive thoughts. And I'm like, okay, how many times does it take for someone to actually hear what we say and what, you know, others are saying before they actually get it? They're still not going to get it.
Yeah. So,
but you know what? We're not going to give up. We're not going to give
up. No, we're not. No, we're
not.
We're going to keep on.
Right.
And it's so important.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to say, and I don't know if those of our listeners, those are listening to us right now, take note of the people around you. Do it tomorrow, just a day, and notice the attitude, the way people carry themselves. Just watch people, because you could tell their mindset just by the way they walk, just by the way they talk. You go up to someone that might be having a bad day. Are they going to be smiling? No, they're going to have a frown on their face. Their shoulders are going to be sunk down. Their whole body language is going to look like the whole world is on their shoulders. Now, look at a person that's more upbeat. They're smiling. They might be having trouble in their life, but the difference between that person and the person that looks like they have the whole world on their shoulders, the person that's being positive is going to be more healthy because they're thinking positive thoughts, and they're bringing that positive energy towards them. And more people are going to be attracted to that person because everything that might be going bad in that person's life, they still have a positive outlook because they're not looking at the negative side of their situation. They're looking at, hey, guess what? At least I woke up this morning. At least I'm breathing. At least I have my life. My kids are in good health. They're looking at all the positive things. And if you wake up in the morning, and I would say for everyone just to do this in the morning, when you first wake up, think of 10 positive things first. Don't think about all the stuff that you got to do for today. Start with the positive stuff. Let the positive outweigh the negative. Before you know it, you're going to see an interchange within yourself, and you're going to start getting healthy. I mean, it's amazing. You start from the inside, work out, your whole body will just have this glow about it.
That's right. And you know what? You know what else? Some people actually, in fact, and this is something, some people, and I just forgot this, when I was getting ready to save it, my phone started ringing. We'll come back.
Wow. Yes, we do have to go to our last break of the evening.
You said, oh, wow, like that's a real, that's a mind issue right there.
We do have to go to our last break, but we will be right back. So sit tight.
Lock me or leave me,
We are back to the final call of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. Well, Dr. Chris Delia, it seems like as soon, it happens every time, as soon as we get wrapped up, it's time to shut it
it's
down.
Over. It's like it's over.
Yes, but very quickly, what's your final thoughts that you'd like to close us out with for tonight?
Well, first, I would just like to say that it's important for you to, for all of us to be healthy. And in order for us to be healthy, it does start first in the mind. Ailments start first in the mind. And that mindset, that energy, being a positive thinker, it is critical for your life. Make changes with your food. Remember what we said, greens, beans, we're talking like black-eyed peas, northern beans, native beans, I don't know, whatever you want to eat, pinto beans, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, avocado, Bolt House juice. It's the green machine. It looks green and icky, but it's the best stuff ever. It's so delicious. And trust me, just drink it. It tastes like fruit, but it is very high with chlorella, which is one of the highest algae, green algae on earth. You want to have that. And consider alkaline water as a part of your life. If you can't afford it, at least drink your water. And, okay, I don't want to run out of time like I did before. Okay. I'm just going to be quiet. But okay, everybody, visit me online, Dr. Princess Adelia on Facebook, bountifulgroup.com. And don't forget to tune into the True Purpose Development Show on Thursday nights at 8 and Transforming Detroit TV on Wednesday nights at 6. All right, thank you.
All right. And just to add on to that, as Dr. Princess Adelia, she mentioned, it starts from the inside with your mind. Once you get that right and you start making a transformation there, the rest of the stuff is just going to fall off. You will be amazed at the weight that's just going to fall off of you. And I'm just going to say, to add on before we close out, if you're drinking sodas, put them down. Replace it with the water. It doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't take a lot just to get rid of the soda for a week. Try it for a week.
Yeah.
Put the soda down for a week and drink water. The weight will fall off you like magic. Believe me, it works.
Yeah.
Do not forget to tune in tomorrow to the Jay Rouse Show. We love you. Dr.
Yes,
Cecilia, I love you.
I love you too.
And we will see you next Friday here, back here. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. And good night, Rich Sister.
Good night,
good night.
Rich Sister. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, she's here.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
I just chilled with my thing that just led me see.
Okay. Oh, we got lost you. Well, good night. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.